Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What is up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 331 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Thanks so much, and here's today's question from Elaine.
Yo, Pat, it's Elaine from Toronto. Thank you for answering my recent question on Ask Pat. I've come up with another one. Hopefully, you'll be able to answer. By the way, I just got my Ask Pat t-shirt in the mail yesterday. I'm thinking of doing an unboxing video for it, or maybe an unwrapping the opening the envelope or whatever. Anyway, so my question is, I know you're writing a book right now, so I'd like to know when inspiration strikes. And, you have this idea or this sentence just comes to your mind that, oh, this would be perfect in the book. How do you capture it? Do you launch Evernote or do you just write it down pen and paper in a journal? Or do you maybe use Scrivener and, you know, go and start writing directly in Scrivener? I'd be curious to know what tool or what your process is when you want to capture ideas quickly. I know that in Evernote you can link that to Scrivener like as project references, but I don't know. I don't know how you do it, and I'd like to know what's working for you. So thanks, and I hope you get to answer this question too. Bye now.
Yo, Elaine, what's up? Thank you so much for the question again and your other question too. And I'm glad to hear the AskPat t-shirt has been sent successfully your way. If you wanted to do one of those unwrapping or unboxing videos, that'd be awesome. Just make sure I see that or you can tag me on Twitter at Pat Flynn. I'd love to check that out. Now, going back to your question, I think this is really, really important because how many times have we just come up with something or gotten inspiration from something, we're on the go, and then we wait till we get home to maybe write it down, or we try to think about it later because we didn't write it down or take note of it, and we forget about it. And, you know, what do we always say? We always say, oh, well, if it was important, it'll come back to me. No, that thing that left us could have been the thing that could have been the most important thing in the world. So you don't want to ever give yourself a chance to have things escape your mind. And with how busy things are, how many things are trying to capture our attention right now or that are fighting for our attention nowadays, it's so important to, when these ideas and this inspiration comes our way, to really capture those things immediately or as soon as you possibly can. And a few times I've done this where I've pulled over, not on the freeway, you know, I exit first, but I pull over or I exit the freeway and get into a parking lot somewhere, and then I start doing my thing to take note of whatever I was thinking about. And that happens actually more often than you might think, because when I'm driving somewhere and I've been driving for a while, that's when I actually start to think about my business quite often. And if I'm not listening to a podcast or I'm not singing along to a tune or something, that's when these ideas come and I want to make sure I capture them. And if possible, I pull over and do my thing. Well, what does do my thing mean? Well, You know, writing on a notepad is great, but you know, you're only as fast as you can write. So, you know, I don't typically recommend that if possible. Evernote is great as well, but you're only as fast as you type. And if you're on the go and you're on your little iPhone, you know, you have misspells or you might, you know, use your fat fingers. You know, I have fat thumbs and I never type correctly the first time. So my autocorrect kind of slows me down a little bit. Now, you can use voice recording on Evernote. And I like the idea of using Evernote because then it just goes into your inbox in Evernote. You can check it out on other devices that you have when you get home at on your mobile. You know, you put it on your mobile and then you get home and then it's there. Or if you have it hooked up to Scrivener, which I know a lot of people do, that can be very handy as well. Again, you can record your audio though on Evernote too, which is really cool. But again, Evernote doesn't always play well with what I want to do. And the tool that I've been using to collect ideas and also brainstorm and outline or actually create the first draft of my book is called Rev, R-E-V. You can check it out at rev.com. They have an app that allows you to record audio really quickly. And it's, I believe it's a free app, but you can pay to get things transcribed if you want to. Now, I always don't get things transcribed. If I'm doing outlines, like I mentioned in SPI TV episode 1 with my post-it notes, and I take a post-it note and then I describe what that is, I pretty much say what's in my head to get whatever is in my brain about that particular topic, that one small thing about my book, that one particular section. I sort of brain dump it into the audio in Rev in my phone, and then I get it transcribed, and that becomes sort of my first draft. And then I have to work to turn it into sort of book mode because writing and is different from what you speak. So that takes a little bit of time, but that's the kind of That's the phase I'm in right now, but it's great because the first draft is always you want to get all those ideas out as much as possible. That's why I truly believe in the power of recording your voice. Now, with Rev, I record my voice whenever I have these new ideas. I have Rev in the first one of my first apps on the home screen of my phone, and even if I'm at home, I do this because this is just what I'm used to. So, Elaine, what happens is when inspiration strikes or I get this idea, I want to talk it out as much as possible. I almost have a conversation with myself about it because it allows me to get deeper into whatever this is that's in my head. And this idea or this inspiration, it's usually surface level, and it's my job to get deeper into my brain. It's as if I'm asking myself questions about it because, you know, when you have a conversation with somebody about something, they're always following up and they're asking why or how come. And I do that with myself with these things too, to sort of flush out this idea. And kind of, it's interesting because it's typically one or two sentences that come to mind that I potentially want to put into this book or turn into a product or turn into a blog post. And then what happens is I kind of just brain dump whatever's in my head into my voice, into this app. Again, it's called Rev, R-E-V, and I'm recording it at this time. I'm asking myself questions about it. I'm kind of trying to dig my way through it. But once I do that, once I kind of get into all the details and stuff, what I end up doing is kind of coming back to one or two more sentences to kind of, you know, it's one or two more sentences, and then it becomes this huge thing, and I talk about it, and I discover new things, and these stories come out, and different ideas and revelations, and then I try to sum it back up into one or two sentences that would allow me to describe what I had just talked about. Because what we usually start with, that seed idea, that seed inspiration, isn't always what we end up with. So you don't want to have that be what you end up with. You want to have this process. And again, using your voice and talking to yourself about it is the best way to go about it. So you can find out and hone in on, again, that one or two sentences, that main idea, that core foundational thing, where if somebody were to ask you, okay, well, what do you mean here? Then you'd have a really great answer. And sometimes this takes several minutes. I've even been known to sort of try to dissect an idea for 20 minutes sometimes to get to a point where then I'm again happy to then have it turn into something that I could put into my book or something. So, you know, it's different every time. It's not always that structured, Elaine, when I go through this process, but that's exactly how I do it. And then sometimes I take a portion of that audio or all of it, and then I get it transcribed really quickly and easily there through Rev. It costs a little bit of money, yes, $1 per minute, but it goes a long way, and sometimes I do put those things into the first draft of my book, and that works. So again, taking that idea, using my voice to kind of dig deeper and get more out of that, dig up stories, case studies, ask myself questions about it as if somebody was having a conversation with myself, and then summarizing it into one or two sentences at the end so that I can then just easily summarize what was going on in my brain. And yeah, that's the process, Lane. That's the way I go about it, and that's what works for me. That might work for you, and I know this is sort of a I don't know, just a result of just a number of different ways that I've learned that a number of different people do it. And this is the way that I've been able to incorporate it into my own life and the way that I like to do things. It may be useful to you, parts of it may be useful to you, or it might sound crazy and silly and stupid and not fit for you at all. You have to find out what works for you, though, and that can only happen through trying and experimenting. So take this for what you think it's worth and use it or use parts of it, and I hope those of you out there listening can get some benefit from it too. So Elaine, thank you so much for the question. I hope it proves to be somewhat useful to you, and as always, you know, let me know what you think. And also, you know, you are a second time caller and featured person here on the show, so I always ask, you know, if you do want a shirt, send me an email. Let me know after this goes live. If not, I can save it for somebody else. So let me know for somebody else who had come on twice. I had sent them a second t-shirt, and he and his wife both wear it now, which is really cool. But it's up to you. Let me know. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page, thanks to the widget from speakpipe.com. Now, to finish off, here's a quote from Andrew Carnegie, one of my favorite people in the world. Totally revolutionized the steel industry, so I highly respect him and what he's done in the past. So check this quote out. He said, "There is little success where there is little laughter." You gotta love that. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week, so you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.